Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Independent truckers shut down the Port of Oakland last week as protests against labor laws signed by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Truckers have been blocking access to the Port of Oakland with a protest against Assembly Bill 5 or AB 5. Gladys Hernandez gives her reason for protesting to CBS News.
I'm here to support my family because we have bills to pay.
After closed-door trials, Myanmar's military junta announced Monday it has executed four democracy activists accused of helping to carry out terrorist acts. Aquaman actor Jason Momoa collided head-on with a motorcyclist on a winding Los Angeles area road on Sunday. The police report said the collision occurred when the motorcyclist crossed over the center divider and hit Momoa's Oldsmobile. The biker suffered minor injuries. 42-year-old Momoa was not injured. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office has announced a Texas man is facing felony charges after seven dogs that he owned mauled a 71-year-old man to death in an unprovoked attack. 47-year-old Samuel Cartwright has been charged with attack by dog resulting in death. The dogs allegedly attacked and killed Freddie Garcia during a store run in Fresno, Texas on July 18th. All seven dogs were captured. A fire in the mountains in Central California is delivering havoc to small mountain communities.
A fast-moving brush fire near Yosemite National Park exploded in size Saturday into one of California's largest wildfires of the year, prompting evacuation orders for thousands of people and shutting out power to more than 2,000 homes and businesses. The Oak Fire started Friday afternoon southwest of the park near the town of Mid Pines in Mariposa County, and by Saturday had grown to nearly 19,000 square miles. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Republican Representative Lee Zeldin speaking with Newsmax 3 days after being attacked while speaking at a campaign stop near Rochester, New York, insisted that the ballot box is the best place to settle scores.
The whole incident, the entire attack, was something that strikes to the core of any freedom-loving American who wants to see, you know, scores that people might have against others settled at a ballot box. Political violence has no place during any of this electoral process. I encourage people to get involved, to vote, to be informed. But what we also have to do is make sure people aren't taking matters into their own hands.
China threatens the Biden administration with war if Speaker Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan on a scheduled trip. Dean Jenks, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation on News Nation, points out the U.S. military is setting policy under the Biden administration.
Harry Truman said the buck stops here. Joe Biden seems to believe the buck stops anywhere but here. So he comes out and he basically doesn't say, I don't want Nancy Pelosi to go. And he doesn't say, I'd like Nancy Pelosi to go. And he says, no, the military is uncomfortable with this, as though that will decide. The General Milley or somebody else in the military is the one who should decide whether Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, should go to Taiwan.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? Well, and we do it because we know it's hard. And it's the right thing to do. Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Ray Light joins us. He's got a new book called Maturing Into Yourself. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. He's worked with CEOs, celebrities, church leaders, everyday people from every walk of life and countries around the world. Spent nearly 2 decades teaching people how to know, believe, and live the truth of who they are. Now, it isn't, you know, talk about things not being all that easy. It hasn't been a piece of cake and a walk in the park for Ray either. I mean, he's diagnosed with bipolar disorder, ADHD. And so discovering and living out one's true identity in Christ is a journey that he's all too familiar with. And this is what he brings to the table to help us understand how to mature into ourselves. Ray, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. It's great to be here.
So what do you mean, maturing into yourself?
Well, there's a difference between being free and healed and actually living out the fullness of your mature identity. And that maturing into yourself, it's just a process of really getting to know yourself, taking personal responsibility for your own thoughts and actions, and living out the truth of who you are.
Is that kind of what Jesus meant when he said, go, you know, when he delivered people and healed them, he said, go forth, sin no more, in a sense. I mean, that's the shortened version of what you're saying, right?
Yeah, it's the idea of being able to actually believe, because I think the root of sin is unbelief. And so the actual ability to believe who you are, and this is a process that this maturing into yourself is a follow-up. Some of the other books I have, one of the ones is called Identity Restoration, and that's the process of how to get to know yourself. And that's really all healing is just that process of it's just kind of manifest revelation of the truth of who you are is all healing is. But then once you know who you are, you can believe it. How do you actually live out the truth of who you are?
Exactly.
That's what maturing into yourself is.
Yeah, I shared with my audience years ago, I think it was about 7 years old, I was on a public bus. And there was a sign from Shakespeare, and it said, to thine own self be true. And I took note of that. Even at 7 years old, I said, there's something about that that is most meaningful. And that has kept me on this journey of identity and realization ever since, in understanding how profound that statement, so simply put, but yet so powerful. And I believe that that is our mission in life is understanding who we are, because if we understand who we are and whose we are, then we can fit and be useful to the greater scheme of things, can we not?
Yeah, exactly, because people will behave as they believe. And if you believe the truth of who you are, you will live out and manifest the truth of who you are naturally.
Well, and for you had this pattern in your mind that was diagnosed with bipolar and ADHD. And you had to deal, you had to renew your mind, your thinking, when you realized, first of all, what you were dealing with. At what age were you, Ray, when you realized that this diagnosis of bipolar disorder and ADHD was something that was part of your identity at that moment in time?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't actually get officially diagnosed till last year, last March. Mm. And that was after our house burned down 4 years ago. My issues started spinning up a little bit more. And the reason why I do inner healing and identity coaching was because of the issues I had in the first place, because I needed mm-hmm. healing, and it brought right. me to that. And so during the process, I've been doing this for really 20 years. And, mm-hmm. and it was kind of interesting that I've seen people even no longer suffering from their symptoms that I've worked with. And wow. it was a little shocking to get diagnosed last year, to be honest with you. I can clearly see it mm-hmm. afterwards.
And what I hear from psychologists, and particularly with bipolar disorder, is that it's not easily discerned. I mean, you'll see some manifestations in the younger years, but they always say, at least what I've heard them say, is that we really can't get a true handle of this until someone is in their 20s or 30s. You know,
it takes a while.
Yeah, yeah. Because you, because I don't know.
It's a difficult issue to diagnose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you wonder, okay, what is it? Is it so deep-seated, or is it, because the other thing is you realize that people who are dealing with bipolar disorder, that their mind is consciously, you know, or continuously working, because they know something's not right, and so they become real good at being able to hide it. Every once in a while it comes out. But by and large, you've got this adapted behavior that seems to be the identity. And every once in a while you get this little, it's like this piece of hardware on your computer that all of a sudden hits that bump and kind of spins out of control. But then you get back on track and you're okay. Is that a fair analysis?
That is, yeah. It's like that would be the hypomania or the depression, but there's also the neutral times where mm-hmm. what we call it is neutral, where mm-hmm. where you're just living your life, and we're mostly like the other 70% of the people that don't have a neurodivergent issue. And so, yeah, sometimes, boom, something happens, my brain fires off, my neural pathways don't communicate properly, and I'll go hypomanic or I'll go depressed, and mm-hmm. and I still have to process. Everybody has mood swings, but
right.
minor uncontrollable sometimes.
Yeah. Wow. And but now that you're aware of it, then it gives you some, you know, some control, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, also I started some meds on it too, because bipolar mm-hmm. isn't something you can really just manage on your own. And believe me, I believe in miracles. Mm-hmm. go for it's always pray first, go for the Lord, go for the miracle. But if you still are having this issue, go get some help outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I started taking meds and it changed everything.
And you found that that's working. I mean, well, that's the deal. You do what is to your advantage, and if it's working for you, that's what you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's where I'm like, if it's not blasphemous, do it.
You know,
if you do whatever it is, get the help you need. And sadly, there's such a stigma. And not everybody I work with is dealing with a biological disorder. I deal with everybody that's dealing with fear, shame, or guilt. Not always just people that have, you know, that are diagnosed like myself. But I can also help people that are diagnosed deal with the unresolved trauma and help them be able to. I've worked with many people as well to help mm-hmm. them deal with the unresolved trauma that they're dealing
right.
with also.
We got about a minute left in this segment. We'll be back and discuss more. But just one quick question as we go into break here is, are you finding right now in the current culture an increase of fear, shame, and guilt?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What the fear we have going on in the economy and the culture, COVID, all the fear that came from the unknown, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's stirred up more right now.
And what about shame and guilt? This is something that we have been warning the church about in light of, here we are, we're talking about Roe v. Wade. And there's a lot of regret, shame, and guilt associated with abortion.
Yeah, it's so sad how the enemy attacks people in so many different ways to shame them and make them feel guilty, even when they are the righteousness of Christ in Christ.
Do everything they can to keep them from, you know, the cross of Christ that brings them healing. We've got more from Ray Light after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Ray Light continues with us. He's worked with CEOs, celebrities, church leaders, everyday people like you and me from every walk of life in countries around the world. It's like, hey, we're all dealing with discovering who we are. And some of us have it more difficult than others, like Ray. He's, you know, been dealing with a little did he know. He probably felt like, okay, I've got some extra weight here. I'm not sure what exactly it is. And he was recently diagnosed and understood that he was dealing with bipolar disorder. Can you imagine? I mean, you know, for decades he's dealing with this. This is kind of like this hum in the background and this dysfunctional disorder that is going on in his life. And meanwhile, he's trying to appreciate and identify and apprehend his true identity in Christ. I mean, how frustrating can that be? I mean, it's not like it's just been a piece of cake and a walk in the park for you, Ray.
No, it was a lot of hard work, and it might be why I got so proficient in the identity coaching that I was doing, is because I was trying to get there, and I didn't know I was also battling a biological disorder.
Right. What do you say when some people say, look, I don't think God wants me to be healed? What do you tell them?
Oh, it's so sad. That's a lie from the enemy is what I tell them. You know, it's that he came for us to have life and abundant life, and the truth of who we are is already true. So why wouldn't he want you to already live out the truth of who you are? Because he saved us from this present evil age, right? It's not just when we go to heaven we'll be okay. We can be okay now.
Jesus came to set the captives free, right?
Yeah.
And we need to be reminded of that. I mean, here it is. I mean, the ultimate call for all of us is freedom in God. I mean, to be all that he's designed us to be. I mean, to me, that's the ultimate. I was an adjunct professor for a university in Southern California, and I was doing this training, and one that I did for many years, in talking about you know, about employment and, you know, these identifying criteria that could lead to fulfillment. Because according to a U.S. labor study, it was probably less than 10% of the U.S. labor force considered themselves to be fulfilled. I thought, wow, how sad. 9 out of 10 people were round pegs and square holes. That's not good, you know. And what is it?
Yeah.
And so here I am. I'm doing this presentation to these kids, and I go through it. You know, first of all, that look, if you're going to work 8-10 hours a day, that you should enjoy it, right? That should be one key benchmark. Second thing is you have to have a fair chance to win. There has to be a demonstration of confidence that you know what you're doing. So if you're a brain surgeon and you're killing 9 out of 10 people, it's probably not your gig. You got to find something else, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
The third thing was the giftings and talents that God has blessed you with have to be exercised and grown. My experience in business is I found the greatest frustration was happening with people who had this talent that there was no outlet for expression, and it just came screaming out of them and frustrated the holy what have you out of them, right? And I said that if those three things are in order, it would lead to what at the time I thought was the ultimate, and that was fulfillment. And as I am presenting this, the Holy Spirit decides to get in on my presentation. Can you imagine that? And he downloads a new critical element. Okay, because I'm ready to do the whole, here we are, we got the build-up, we got the denouement, the big climax to the presentation, that it leads to fulfillment. The Holy Spirit says, uh-uh. No, it's not fulfillment. It's liberty. It's freedom. And I told the kids, I said, this is hot off the presses, direct from the throne room of God. This is not me, so don't give me any credit. I'm not the genius on this. This is directly from God himself. The ultimate is liberty. It's freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, for freedom, he has set us free.
Yeah. How cool is that? And that's the true test as we search for our identity and as we pursue God's purpose that he's put into our hearts. The book of Romans says, look at, you know, lest we'd have an excuse, he's given that to us. It's inside of us. So it's up to us to search that out and determine what it is, which you're not going to find if you're spending 8-10 hours a day in front of a video game, right?
Yeah, you can. We find many ways to just get lost and distract ourselves. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of too many. And I believe, especially at a time where we are now, because you've got mental health conditions demonstrating themselves and revealing themselves in such huge numbers like never before, Ray, in our lifetime. This is quite telling. You know, we're in an era of madness, and why is that? Do you believe?
Well, You know, for one, we have so much more information available to us, for one. And where sin abounds, grace abounds even more. But I think we're just more aware of the unbelief. We're more aware of what's going on. The influences seem more. And it's also causing a lot of the church to operate in worldly ways of fear, shame, and guilt, which then will influence the culture of the church even to be worldly instead of kingdom-based and freedom, peace, and joy.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I agree. I see us as round pegs and square holes, you know, because you got all these friction points that are going on because we're not rightly measured. We're not rightly fit for what we're doing, and we're not conforming to kingdom principles. We're conforming to the things of the world. Well, the things of the world are antithetical to the things of God. We know that time and again. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so here we are. We're a wrong fit. Ray, are you still with me?
Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm sorry we had a little technical difficulty, but we seem to be reconnected. We've got about a minute and a half left here, and I'm going to let you summarize, maturing into yourself and your mission at this point and how people can be in touch with you.
Okay.
So go ahead. It's all yours.
Okay, well, thanks, Bill. Well, the idea of maturing into yourself is really just taking personal responsibility for your own thoughts and emotions, being able to understand and be aware of what's going on with you and what's around you, to be able to establish boundaries, be able to nurture properly, and to be able to discern and be the truth of who you are. And it's just the whole idea is after a healing experience, which we all need, you can actually grow into the truth of that, believe who you are, live it out, and bless those around you in the way that God created you to.
Like we say, it is a process. You got to walk or crawl before you walk, before you run. And may your journey to healing be expedient and God honoring, you know, for you and your family and the next generation that follows. A website that they can go to, Ray, real quick, 10 seconds left.
FaithByGrace.org. FaithByGrace.org. Everything's available.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home.
for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Independent truckers shut down the Port of Oakland last week as protests against labor laws signed by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Truckers have been blocking access to the Port of Oakland with a protest against Assembly Bill 5 or AB 5. Gladys Hernandez gives her reason for protesting to CBS News.
I'm here to support my family because we have bills to pay.
After closed-door trials, Myanmar's military junta announced Monday it has executed four democracy activists accused of helping to carry out terrorist acts. Aquaman actor Jason Momoa collided head-on with a motorcyclist on a winding Los Angeles area road on Sunday. The police report said the collision occurred when the motorcyclist crossed over the center divider and hit Momoa's Oldsmobile. The biker suffered minor injuries. 42-year-old Momoa was not injured. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Top of the hour, Grover Norquist is going to be joining us. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes. And Grover, thank you for coming on the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Good to be with you.
Well, let's talk about Biden's America, this threat of a climate emergency. What could it mean for our country?
Nothing good. If you look at the powers the president has, and some of the articles that sort of map them out, he could shut down contracts that we have for drilling in the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Gulf. That would raise the price of oil. He could stop pipelines in ways that the Russians tried. Do you remember early in his administration, we were mad because the Russians interfered with one of the pipelines and caused the end of problems? Because he's closed the Keystone Pipeline from Canada, which guaranteed us all the energy we need for, oh, I don't know, a couple hundred years. Right. He stopped that one in the tracks. Can't have that, the nasty Canadians selling us oil. Let's go to the Russians and the Saudis instead, begging. You know, it's a series of moves, all of which increase the cost of energy by denying people access to energy. So it's very interesting. I mean, they talk about it as if, I mean, I'm a little less concerned about it because were he to pull almost any, push any of these buttons that the list of, you know, and he could do this and he could do this. There are a couple things where there are slush funds that were supposed to do one thing and he could go in and subsidize, you know, power stations for rich people driving, $100,000 electric cars. You know, So there's some things we could hand out money that would be quote-unquote green. But, of course, much of that is just a subsidy to very well-to-do people living in California. I think the optics wouldn't be good. My guess is he does that because that's his voting block, is rich people who live in California who like to do virtue signaling. Although I think he's already going to, you know, win California if he runs again. Right. The rest of the country that has less interest in that sort of stuff. So they're awful powers. They are limited. It's not complete. And, of course, we do have a Supreme Court, which is actually semi-serious. I mean, several of them have read the Constitution all the way through now, which wasn't always the case. So I'm not sure you could grab the kind of powers that they did in the pandemic and so on. And they would be challenged this time. I mean, during the pandemic, everyone said, oh, my goodness, panic, 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 do whatever you know, the guy tells us to. That's done. We're done with that for a while. I think it'll be a long time before some guy says, I'm a scientist, do what I say.
Right. We can hope so. Yeah, exactly. Well, experience has helped define preference for us, and I hope what you're saying, Grover, is true for most of America. I mean, you know, polls seem to indicate that, but meanwhile, you've got a rather oppressive government that figures, well, we're not going to ask for permission. We may apologize down the road, but meanwhile, what trumps everything is our agenda. And, you know, so what if people get injured? I mean, right now, people are losing their jobs. They're being compelled to comport in a certain way. I mean, to the degree that you've got, you know, people now saying, okay, I'm going to get rid of my regular, you know, fuel consuming automobile and turn it in for electric for those who can afford to do that with the increased prices, all on the prospect that this is where our government is moving. And you've got, you know, even some oil companies that are saying, look, I'm not going to invest in the production of oil or the processing of oil because the future doesn't look very bright. We may right now be dealing with Joe Biden, but, you know, the Democrats clearly are sold out for this kind of agenda that we may, under new management, get a little bit of a reprieve for a couple of years, but we're not going to have any long-term confidence that we're going to be able to, you know, get a return on our investment. Is that a fair analysis?
It is a very significant danger. You've shown some cheerful light on it, which is Biden will not be president for the next 8 years. And the Democrats may not have the House of Representatives by January, and they may lose the Senate. And they will certainly lose the Senate in 2024 when there's so many more blue seats up rather than red states. So Congress is going Republican over the next 2 or 4 years. Remember, that's what it took us to bring back the House and the Senate fighting with Obama. But as soon as we had a majority in the House, the bleeding stopped. They couldn't pass new spending programs. They couldn't pass new programs at all. They could do certain things to executive orders. But because there are 6 grown-ups on the Supreme Court, and they ruled in a sort of obscure case on the EPA, that, you know what,
yes,
bureaucrats, you can't say that you're doing something because you imagine that's what Congress meant. And if it's a big thing, like redoing energy in the country, you've got to get Congress to give you specific, we delegate this power to the EPA and they can make these decisions. That has not happened. And the SEC, which looks over people's investments, they were trying, this administration was trying to have the SEC say to every business, you've got to do an analysis of carbon. When you hire a janitor for General Motors, the janitor has to prove to you how much carbon he or she emits. And then you have to police it. I mean, this was one of the most expensive regulations in American history. It's what would have forced many companies to spend a great deal of money, wasted, made us very uncompetitive. Mm-hmm. And that's now, I don't know, dead as a doornail, but it's not going anywhere. They don't want to do that, go to the Supreme Court and be whacked down again. So their ability to use the sign your signature and everybody has to do what you want, that part of the federal government is going away. This is a huge step forward. Now, Congress could still vote something terribly stupid, but, you know, Manchin won't allow too much stupid between now and January. He said no to tax increase, no to the international cartel of all, you know, let all the countries get together and not reduce taxes. That they said no to, some of the massive spending they said no to. Still a fair amount of stupid spending that Manchin has approved. But pro-Democrat, he's skinflint. We've stopped and slowed down some of the challenges. We could turn this around in the next 2 years.
Well, I can only hope so with you. You're very optimistic, and it's so important, as I've been encouraging our voters, to make sure that they're voting in you know, the right conservatives, that they're not squishy, that they know what they stand for. I mean, we got some clear evidence in this recent vote. I mean, we had such a huge number of Republicans vote with Democrats regarding, you know, marriage. So this is, you know, the definition of marriage. So all these are indicators that, you know, on one hand, that we're losing a little bit of control, but we need to let our elected officials know, especially for those that say they're conservatives, that they hold the conservative line, that they do not implode and give up ground on this, Grover.
Oh, absolutely. And if I could mention the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, which Americans for Tax Reform, the group that Ronald Reagan put together, and they asked me to run to help pass the 86 tax bill. We ask every candidate, Republicans, Democrats, congressmen, senators, governors, state legislators, if they will sign a pledge to the American people that they will never, ever, ever, ever vote for a tax increase. No net tax increase. You want to reform taxes, move them around? Fine. But not in a way that increases taxes. And since 1994, when about 95% of Republicans in the House and the Senate took the pledge, there hasn't been a tax increase at the national level unless the Democrats had the House and the Senate and the presidency. So united Democratic government can and will raise your taxes. The Republicans have the House or the Senate. Then they will not allow a tax increase. In fact, every time they have a Republican governor to go with the president to go with the House, they cut taxes. So we have two parties. One that will raise your taxes any chance they get for any excuse. Green is a good excuse. Emergency is a great excuse. Pandemics is a great excuse. And one party that will never raise your taxes no matter what. And no, that's not the only issue in the world. But
I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there on the other side. We've got more from Grover Norquist after this.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book. Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process. Completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Keep fighting the good fight, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Grover Norquist continues with us. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes. As we were saying, the EPA got their wings clipped, and not only by the Supreme Court, not only the EPA, but other bureaucratic entities, these three-letter bureaucratic entities, Grover, that they should take notice that the Supreme Court, that Constitution thing is still meaningful, that you can't go out and discover new powers whole cloth just because you imagine it to be so, and it is not, anything that the legislative branch of our government has instituted, right?
Yes. Kagan, the left-wing Democrat Supreme Court appointment, was quoted the other day. Headline, Kagan warns of threats to democracy if Supreme Court ignores public opinion. Now think of how many things are wrong with that simple headline, okay? The Supreme Court is supposed to keep both eyes on the Constitution, not one eye on the mob and the politics of the day.
Right.
They're supposed to be able to stand up and say the Constitution permits this or it doesn't, and not to do what Roberts did, unfortunately, when he said, oh, we can't rule Obamacare unconstitutional, even though it is, because people might get mad at us, okay? So I'm not going to be a judge. I'm going to be a state legislator. I'm going to be a congressman. You're not a congressman. You're not a state legislator. You're a judge. And so we now have six judges with Robert sometimes trying to look at politics and sometimes voting with everybody else correctly on the principles of the matter. And, okay, Republicans, conservatives were very unhappy because for 50 years we'd play football, we'd move the ball up the field, we'd throw a pass and everything. We think we're winning, right? But what happened is we were playing football on top of an aircraft carrier, and the aircraft carrier was drifting left because the Supreme Court kept redefining everything. And you can wait a minute, we're winning all the arguments and politically and in the world, but the whole playing field was moving into left wings up. Well, this is what the left has in front of them for the next 50 years. things they thought they'd been given by a court which made stuff up for political reasons, okay? Roe v. Wade was not about abortion. Roe v. Wade was about, it's not in the Constitution, okay? It could have been about paper airplanes. You know, there is no conversation about paper airplanes in the Supreme Court or abortion, and these are left to the states. And the left, no, but we like abortion. That doesn't matter whether you like them or not. It's not a federal issue. It's certainly not a constitutional issue. And there are a series of these questions that the left is going to lose again and again and again on, and they're going to be very grumpy for decades.
Well, they have contorted the idea of choice versus right. They believe it is a right. Well, it's not a right. It's not even enumerated in the Constitution that would define it as a right. It is merely a choice. But just because they say it is a right doesn't make it so, does it?
No. And as a matter of fact, the converse of that is the Second Amendment and the First, okay, where it says no interfering with people's First Amendment with right to practice their faith. And they want to tell people you can't pray on the middle of a football field. Everybody can get grants from the government for education, but not religious schools. Where do you get that? That comes with the Blaine Amendment 100 years ago, was specifically designed to attack Catholic parochial schools, and they said so when they passed these things in the legislature. And you'd think that that would be enough to say, you know what, that doesn't work. But so now we're winning cases where the new Supreme Court, the 6-3 majority, says, you know what, the freedom of religion means people of faith are not to be discriminated against when the government does something. Whereas the other team said, well, you just have to exclude people of faith from all these decisions. That's the way to keep the separation of church and state going, and they have it upside down. And the Supreme Court, quite rightly, is pointing this out. And the Second Amendment, I served for 18 years on the board of directors of the National Rifle Association, and we had to fight a political fight to protect a constitutional right, because the courts kept trying to say, oh, I can't read this. The print's too small. I can't read the Second Amendment here, where it says that you can't interfere with the right to bear arms, and bearing arms means carrying them, so it doesn't mean in your basement. But now we have both the political support for it, but also the judicial support that says, hey, New York, you have to be a part of the country. This is in the U.S. Constitution, okay? It's not the New Hampshire Constitution. Congress made it very clear as they amended the Constitution, the Americans amended the Constitution with the Bill of Rights. We said, this is a right nobody takes away, period.
Exactly. Well, speaking of the First Amendment, you know, I like what William Buckley had to say, you know, about liberals claiming to want to give a hearing to other views, but then are shocked and offended to discover that there are other views. And this is the problem where we are right now, is the Democrats are frustrated because they don't want to have anything or much to do with the Constitution that was designed to move very slowly and deliberately. They want to do end runs. I mean, this is why Barack Obama was so famous about talking about having his cell phone and a pen for executive orders. This has not served the country well. Time and again, we look back in history, Grover, when things are done unilaterally and one-sided, like, executive orders, it doesn't serve the majority interests very well, does it?
It doesn't. And, there's a reason that Congress was viewed as the most important body. They passed the laws. The executive, president, and the various agencies are supposed to just enforce the laws, not make stuff up, not change their mind on from what Congress passed. And the judges are only to tell you whether it's constitutional or not. And the courts have gotten out of that business for decades. Now they're back in the correct box where they're calling balls and strikes, as Robert said he was going to do, and not trying to craft, policy. And that's a huge step in the right direction. So as disappointing as it is to have a president who thinks $5 and $6 gasoline is funny and a good idea, and someone who doesn't want us to fly planes and we should all ride bicycles like the Chinese, and you know, and you know, if you've been to Europe during this, you know, the recent heat wave, Europeans have a slightly different view of what kind of air conditioning you should have.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they have such expensive energy. And the Germans decided to get rid of their nuclear power, so they're completely under the thumb of the Russians. So energy independence is part of national independence. I mean, that always made sense. You know, you don't want to have to rely on ships from Saudi Arabia or the Middle East to bring oil here. But the Europeans have made themselves dependent on pipelines to Russia. Mm-hmm. What do you think Russia asks or demands in return for that?
Of course. Of course, the same thing that the Chinese demand. It's all about leverage. And this is the very thing that Donald Trump warned the nations about, and especially Angela Merkel. So what are you doing? Why are you making this deal with the Russians? By the way, we've got plenty of oil. We'll get it to you. And, you know, it seemed to stop things. But meanwhile, they're so far down the road, to your point here, Grover, that they're suffering now. They got rolling, you know, blackouts that are taking place. And here we are right now. It's one thing dealing with the heat, as one expert said. But when we start going into the cold winter months and you've got energy shortage, then people die because they cannot withstand the cold. It's easier for people to withstand heat than it is cold, right?
Yes. More people die of excessive cold weather than excessive hot weather. In point of fact, we know that if, you know, to the extent that the Earth is heating up slowly a little bit, it's making us healthier, and it's certainly making it easier for people to grow crops longer. That when the world got warmer during the Middle Ages, that was a period of boom. When it got warmer,
yes.
When it got cooler, it was unhelpful, and people didn't have as much to eat. So I know the left considers, my favorite is, we're originally told that the weather was cooling, and global cooling required us to use less energy and have government control of travel. And then global warming required us to have more government and higher cost energy and use less of it. And then they shifted because it wasn't clear it was warming or cooling, at least according to their plans. Sort of pause for 18 years. Then they decided it was climate change. So when it's warm in the summer and cold in the winter and you have storms, you know, my goodness, you know, the gods are unhappy with us and we must do something and repent. So, you know, all of this stuff where, you know, which the ancient Greeks reacted by, you know, oh, it's weather. Let us, you know, figure out what to do to make the gods back to being cheerful.
Yes.
And all things, higher temperatures, lower temperatures, and just variable temperatures, all said raise taxes, do what the government wants. So you kind of wonder whether that was the real goal is just higher costs and more government control.
That's it. Power and control. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is what the politicians want, especially those that lust for it. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes, Grover Norquist. Thank you, Grover. Take care. Godspeed.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business.